Hi, and welcome to Come As You Are podcasts. The most recent blog post I did covered the question, should all Christians be able to speak in tongues? I briefly delved into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 to 30. I had the honor of speaking with Pastor Mark Massaro from First Baptist Church Central Christian Academy, who shared his biblical standpoint on the question. Without further ado, let's jump right into my phone interview with him.
My biblical position is sometimes called cessationist, and that basically means that the sign gifts ended with the original apostles.
My thoughts on it was that God assigned each and every one of us with gifts, and we shouldn't feel left out if we're not able to speak in tongues. If the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then through the Holy Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues. But then my interpretation from it, from the scripture, was that God each gives us different talents and gifts, like wisdom and knowledge and discernment. So if we're not able to speak in tongues, which is something that I'm not able to do, He blessed all of us in different areas. So we should more so focus on what His purpose for us would be.
And that is a biblical position because it says that not all have all gifts. So even if you or anyone believed that speaking in tongues was one of the gifts that you had, it doesn't say that every Christian has all the same gifts. As Paul talked about it and some of the other apostles talked about it, they made it clear that not everyone is going to have all of the spiritual gifts. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, prophecies will pass away, tongues will cease. Knowledge, which is talking about spiritual knowledge, new information, will also pass away. And through the rest of the New Testament, you don't see those sign gifts occurring in the church. They were things that were early to authenticate the apostles. So that's really my even deeper position, is that it just is not something that happened again after the original apostles, because we don't need to authenticate the word because we have the completed word of God.
I would like to thank Pastor Mark for his excellent words of wisdom. If you seek Christian advice from a biblical standpoint, feel free to take a look at my blog site, fredstories.com/comeasyouare/. The C, A, Y, and A in Come As You are all capitalized. Thanks for tuning in to Come As You Are podcasts, and God bless.